but Bandy Geffer had studied the recordings for long hours. He knew the floor plan, could recognize the faces of many individuals, even knew the names and positions of some. He moved forward at a brisk pace, remembering to salute higher-ranking officers, catching no one's eye. As he turned rightward down a side corridor, in his peripheral vision, he saw the blast door edges flash red. Then they slid closed with a bone-rattling thump. A few steps more brought Bandy to his destination, the Marquis cells, a high-profile cell block where prisoners would be temporarily lodged and displayed before being turned over to other authorities. Each of these small cells featured a large transparisteel viewport instead of bars, giving an unimpeded view of the cell's contents, all but the refresher corners, which were screened off. Saha Dorvald sat on the lower bunk of the third cell he came across. She watched the commotion outside her viewport with mild interest. As Bandy came into view, she waved. Bandy set down the briefcase beside her gray Durasteel door. He opened the case and pulled his lightsaber from it.
Ensign, what's your post?
Bandy grinned over his shoulder at the security officer, a human woman facing him.
Lieutenant Zeers, you look just like your Hollows. My post is the Jedi Temple.
What did you say?
He ignited his lightsaber. Its blue blade rose into shining coherence in front of his face. He looked at the door again and thrust the blade directly between the jamb and the numeric keypad beside it, cutting downward.
Cell block Alpha, we have an intruder!
Bandy heard the words, heard the sound of a blaster pistol clearing leather. He spun, slashed upward, caught the pistol just forward of the trigger. The barrel flew free of the rest of the weapon. Lieutenant Zeers, unharmed but wide-eyed, stared at him. He returned his attention to the door. He heard her run off. Moments later, his blade sheared through the bolt locking the door in place. After that, it merely took a wave of his hand and an exertion through the force to slide the door open. Saha stepped out, still hobbled by shackles.
Did you bring my lightsaber?
In the bag. Hands, please.
As soon as Saha extended her hands, Bandy sheared through the shackles restraining them.
How about some real food? What they give you here?
Sorry, no. If you ever want to have another good meal, we have to win this one.
Bandy stooped and cut through the ankle bindings, scarring the floor beneath them. Saha dug around in the briefcase, then straightened up with her lightsaber in one hand, a few centimeters of metal cable still dangling from each wrist shackle. Together, they charged deeper into the security center. Word of their presence had spread. Security officers from two armed forces scattered, took up in placed positions, and opened fire with blaster pistols. Saha took point, a full Jedi Knight. She was much better at batting back blaster bolts. Bandy caught those coming at them from troopers they'd already passed, those whose weapons they did not shear through in passing. The Jedi reached their destination, the center's armory. It stood resolutely shut and locked, the officers on duty not having had time to begin standard operating procedures on the arming of ready personnel. Saha stood guard, catching and flinging back an ever-increasing barrage of blaster bolts. Bandy winced as he heard the occasional cry of pain. Saha wasn't deliberately aiming the bolts back at firers, but there were so many bolts in this target-rich environment. Bandy plunged his lightsaber into the door, dragged it around to create an aperture a meter and a half in diameter. When the two burned edges of his cut met, he kicked the center of the circle and it fell into the armory. He jumped through, careful to avoid contact with the jagged, heated edges of metal. And once inside, he slapped the button to open the door. It still worked. The door slid open. Saha backed in. Bandy hit the button and it slid shut again. Now blaster bolts came in only through the hole Bandy had made. He turned to look over the chamber's treasures. Stands of body armor, racks of blaster rifles, cases of grenades.
Gas masks. There they are.
He grabbed two sets of protective breathing gear and several riot control grenades. He placed one mask on his own face and one on Saha's, then began activating grenades and flipping them through the hole in the door. So far, so good.